the idea, insight, or secret you need for massive impact is just moments away. It's time to claim your career crown. The podcast where business owners and entrepreneurs share the keys to the kingdom to help you open the vault to your greater success.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Petite de Queen's Claim Your Career Crown podcast. Today, I will be your host. My name is Rachel, and I am joined by our fearless leader and the usual host, Lynn Whitbeck. Today, we're going to be talking about why sales skills unlock your professional rewards. Lynn, as you may know, is the queen of sales. Business owners and entrepreneurs hire Lynn to ignite winning sales because most are chasing down leads, lack client retention and conversion and profit. Lynn is the founder and CEO of Petite de Queen and your usual host of Claim Your Career Crown on Palooza TV and the Get More Clients show streaming on Amazon Fire, Roku, and Apple TV. She also loves visiting national parks, cooking, and playing Pokemon Go. Welcome, Lynn, to your own podcast.
Well, this is going to be fun, Rachel. I'm really looking forward to it.
So before we get started, if any of our dear listeners are joining us for the first time, make sure you don't miss a single episode by subscribing to Claim Your Career Crown wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're at it, go ahead and take a second to give us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate it. So let's just get right into it, Lynn. Why do sales skills unlock your professional rewards?
Well, Rachel, thanks. And I really think this is an important topic, and I'm passionate about sales. And many people just sort of look at sales and they just go, ick. And so here's the thing. If you don't have sales skills, it's going to limit your ability to climb the corporate ladder, get better jobs, get promotions, get more opportunities in your career. It's actually going to impact every aspect of your life. Sales skills are power skills. They are the skills that we need to really enable ourselves to step into our own power and really seize the opportunities that are out there. So think about this different skills in sales. Negotiation. Have you ever wanted to negotiate a better raise or negotiate with a team member on who's going to do what? Whatever it happens to be at home, negotiating what you're going to be watching on Apple TV that night. You need to really embrace that. That's one example. Another one is being able to really put yourself in and thinking like the other person, whether it's your boss, whether it's a supplier, whether it is a department head from another group or silo within your company, understanding what their emotions are, what motivates them, what their thoughts are on something helps you better frame the discussion so that you're there with them and you're looking to create a win-win. So those are just two examples. But the key point here is that sales skills are life skills. They impact every aspect of who you are, how you present yourself, and how you embrace your own power so that you can seize every opportunity that you choose to go after.
Right. I like that. Sales skills are life skills. That's so true. So can you provide us a practical application of using a sales skill in an everyday work task?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that you need to do in sales is you need to be adaptable and flexible to the other person's style. So there's a lot of different personality codes out there. The core 4 personality codes are, you know, are you a high action or catalyst individual? These are the people who are always sort of looking for the next big thing. They are very focused on being spontaneous and having freedom. You've got people who are blueprinters or optimizers. These people are more focused on a process. They want things to be, you know, managed, and they want to avoid risk. You have people who are highly educated. They're experts. They may have be self-educated. You know, they are really looking to be you know, knowing, understanding the why of something. They want to dig into the details and understand those. And then everyone, most humans, have a high level of nurturing, which means that we really embrace being relating to other people, teamwork, communicating, collaboration. So understanding a personality code, this isn't a sales skill that you apply to every day, because when you're working with someone else, you're going to adjust and flex your scale, such as when you're working with somebody who is a high action, a high catalyst. You know, you're going to use words that are going to appeal to them, such as, you know, let's keep this open so we can have the freedom to adjust on the fly as needed as we're working through this project together. That's something that's going to appeal to them, because that word freedom, that appeals to who they are at their core. So that's why that specific skill is really useful. So it helps you adapt and tap into, we are all part of all of those four codes, but it allows us to bring forward something that's going to work better with the other person so that you can eliminate some of the friction and the gaps in communicating with them effectively. So that's a practical skill that you can not only use in your everyday work tasks, but you can also use it at home or with your friends and family, because every single person has these core personality codes, and you can flex and adjust to really meet the other person where they're at and communicate more effectively.
Perfect. Yeah. And you can use those, as you said, with your colleagues, with your bosses, with your friends and your family. I really like the idea of adjusting your language to make sure that you're appealing to the kind of person that you're speaking with. I think that's a really good idea. Just a quick twist to your communication and a world of opportunities opens up. But when you're doing this, it can be difficult to kind of take skills from one category and then apply them to another category in your life. So how do you reframe these sales skills for other work contexts? Is there some kind of process you go through to kind of draw from your sales bucket and then apply it to your other work buckets?
Well, absolutely. So here's the thing. Everything we learn in life, we can use to apply in other ways. So, I mean, here's an example of when I was way back in high school. I was in a highly advanced math, and I was a tutor for people who were, not sort of struggling with math. They hadn't even made it to algebra. And what I found is if we had something else that they enjoyed doing, because math is everywhere, it's in cooking. I would use that as an example, like, you know, okay, if you're going to half something and then you're going to take a recipe and cut it in half, that's math. You know, you're cutting it in half, or you're going to double the recipe. It's the same thing in sewing. I would use that, how you're going to optimize getting the pieces out of the fabric by matching the grain. I mean, that's geometry. So we started working with these practical applications and things that they were enjoy doing. They could enjoy building models. Well, once again, there's a system and a process that goes with that. And there's a certain amount of math, once again, because if you, you know, when you're putting the pieces together and laying them out and making sure you have the, you know, the right number of pieces, it was a way to communicate and sort of put that concept in a way that people could grasp. And they sort of recognized, oh, I do use math. I use it every day in different ways. And so it takes the scariness out of it. So when people are approaching sales skills, you want to do the same thing. So if you watch my TV show, Get More Clients, you're going to watch shows on all these different sales skills and how to use them and apply them in sales. Well, all you do is you sort of think about that. Let's use follow-up. And there's a whole process in following up and how you want to connect with the other person. Because think about it, you have to follow up on work tasks with your boss, with your team members, with outside resources. So you're following up on either the status, if they've completed a task, you know, how's that going? Now, when you're doing that, to a certain extent, depending on your role, you know, but even as the boss, you don't want to just, you know, you want to have everyone working and rowing together. So think about the perspective of that individual. Why does it matter to them about this task and getting it completed? And you know, getting the information that you need. And when you frame it this way, that's what follow-up is about. It's about thinking about what matters to the other person, what's in it for them, so they can what? So they can move on to the next project, so they can move on to the next thing that they're working on or the next stage. So when you put these things in that type of perspective, it helps then communicate once again with that individual so that they're leaning in and they're not going, oh man, they're just pestering me. Because follow-up is never, never about pestering. When you do it right, it's about delivering value and getting the other person on board to move forward. So what you do is you take this information, this knowledge, this learning opportunity, and you look at how does this apply, and you let it sit and start thinking about how you would use this in your own life. Think about following up with a partner about whether a task had gotten completed, you know, rather than sounding like a whining, you know, just a pest. Twist that around about why this matters to them, not to you, so that it can be accomplished and be done. What's the value there? And so this is a practical way that you can go through that process. So you want to absorb the education and then let it sit with you and let your mind wander. How would this apply to me? How can I use it in my everyday life? How can I use it at work? And then start to walk through that scenario. And then you've got to try. You don't learn without practical application. And remember, you learn by doing, and it's repetitive. So the first time it may not, you know, just sort of doesn't quite work. Well, you keep trying. Just like when you first learned how to ride a bike. I don't know about you, but I flipped off, had skinned elbows, knees, and even my chin. But I just kept getting back up on that bike. And pretty soon I was riding all over the neighborhood. So you've got to do the same thing with any kind of knowledge that you're acquiring. And this certainly applies to sales skills and then reframing them for your work and everyday life.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Lynn, especially the practical application. And it can be kind of awkward when you're trying to like apply a sales skill with a work colleague or in your communication, it kind of falls flat. It is weird, but like you said, if you keep trying, you'll find a way to make it smooth and work out just fine. But sales skills can be kind of difficult for people to learn. So what holds people back from acquiring these skills, and why can they be such a blind spot for people who aren't in sales?
Well, you know, the elephant in the room, a lot of people think sales are just icky. They look at it as manipulation. They've had bad experiences with sales, with somebody trying to really sell them on something, and people just don't like that, right? So instead, you want to really look at sales as a method of worthy intent, where you genuinely desire to help and serve others. When you reframe your definition of sales, because the best sales are those people who are providing solutions and they become a trusted partner and part of your team. So you've got to rethink how you think about sales. That's the first thing. And when you do that and you look at it from a different perspective and a different angle, it really opens up that whole blind side that you weren't seeing about the good side of what sales really is, because it's about a win-win. So when you look at it that way, that's the first thing that has to fall. And then the second thing, as you start, like with anything you're going to try to learn, you start in one place and you start to acquire that knowledge. You read, you watch shows like my show, Get More Clients. You do exercises, and then you think about how that's going to apply to you and how you can use it. And then you actually do it. You do the practical application, because that's the key part of learning. So, and then it's like anything that you're going to do. It's like eating a meal. You don't put it all in your mouth. You take it one bite at a time. So that's the same thing with learning sales skills. One bite at a time. And just the way we learned math, you know, we started with addition, subtraction, multiplication. They don't throw it all at you at once. We learn it piece by piece.
Thank goodness for that. So when it comes to the practical of getting started and eating this meal, what should our listeners do next about acquiring sales skills to unlock their professional rewards?
Well, there's a lot of great resources that are out there. You know, there's a bunch of great books that you can read. There's podcasts that you can listen to. There's my TV show, which I've mentioned multiple times, so I'm not going to mention it again. There are salespeople who are in your organization that you can talk with, that you can, you know, befriend, you know, take to coffee, talk to them about, you know, their work and what's going on and how they work with clients. These are all things that you can do. There's many different opportunities for training. If you're in a bigger company, they may have training modules. You could potentially participate in a sales training module. So how you can then apply that for your everyday work. There's so many different resources that are out there. So if we're going to look at a couple books that I would recommend, those would be a classic of Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I mean, this is a great book. It's a gold standard. Another book that I really like is Patrick Lencioni, and it's called Getting Naked. And it's a bizarre title, but it is a sales book, but it's framed in a story. So it's a lot of fun. And it's just an easy read, but it gives you that essence of what sales is in the sense of that win-win and mutually beneficial relationships that you're building. Because those are the types of relationships you want to build in every aspect of your life, in work and in personal. So these are a couple of great books. And those are resources. And I'm sure that Rachel will include that link and down below so everybody can click on those to get those and do an audiobook. Same thing. You can read it. You can listen to it. Look for education that's out there. We've got lots of articles on our own website. There is a plethora of resources for you to start to acquire these skills.
Exactly. I listen to audiobooks when I'm in the shower because, you know, not listening to anything else, right? So that's where you can pick up your sales skills. So before we close things out, Lynn, I wanted to just check with you. Is there anything that you wish I'd asked you that I did not?
Well, now let me think about that. I mean, we are talking about unlocking your sales skills. So let's sort of talk about really quick what that means. So if you apply your negotiation skills to your work, that's a sales skill. You're going to be able to use that to get a raise, a promotion, get an opportunity to be the lead on a big project that leads to a raise and a promotion, climbing that corporate ladder. So that's a reward, right? You're also going to have, if you use the communication skills I talked about, personality coding, adjusting and flexing your style, you're going to have a better communication and better relationships with your peers, with your boss, with the people you interact with on a regular basis. Man, isn't that going to feel great? All right.
Yeah.
And that's another professional reward. And so, you know, not taking some of the stress home. If you learn to follow up and follow up effectively so that you can get your projects in on time, so that you can get the information you need to complete what you're working on. Once again, that's going to remove a bunch of stress. So you don't have to take that home, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about it. So these are going to give you just this big treasure trove of professional rewards. And this translates all of this to your personal life of having those better relationships, stronger relationships, and more effective communication. And this is going to help you really, once again, as I've said it at the beginning, I said it sort of like towards the beginning too, is step into your own power. You know, own who you are, own these that you want these better and stronger relationships that will last a lifetime. Sales skills will help you do that.
That's great. That is amazing. And you're right, we all wish for those good, strong relationships. Lynn, thank you so much for sharing why sales skills unlock your professional rewards. Will you please share with our listeners how and where they can find out more about you?
Well, you can go to our website at petitetoqueen.com and connect with me there. And the last time I checked, I'm the only Lynn Whitbeck on LinkedIn. And if you want a little taste, you can get my free ebook, Fortune 500 Sales Secrets, and we'll provide the link for that below. And that's going to give you a great taste of sales.
Perfect. This has been such an informative discussion. So dear listeners, do you have any ideas you would like to share with us? Chime off in the comment section, and because we would love to hear all of your brilliant thoughts. And if you have a question or would like to submit topics for discussion, go ahead and email us at jointheconversation@petitetoqueen.com. To stay current with all of our insightful advice and breakthrough advantages, sign up for our weekly Wisdoms newsletter. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.